Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine. I am speaking about the week beginning Monday, the 31st of July, and ending on Sunday, the 6th day of August. And this week, we have the full moon in Aquarius arriving on Tuesday, and I'm going to cover that in Tuesday's forecast, which will be very shortly after Monday's forecast, if you're coming back to look for it at a later date. All right, we are looking at Monday having a very good experience of Capricorn Moon in the growing, waxing second quarter phase. You know, this is when we try to get our tools and, you know, do all the things we need to make our harvest, and Capricorn Moon is really helping us with that, and it's a trine to Uranus and Taurus until 12:29 p.m., and so that's a great time to be on the electronic media, seeing what you need and getting it, and making your connections and contacts if you possibly can. It's a gentle, soft afternoon for a Capricorn Moon as it sextiles retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 7:55 p.m. In the outer world, we may be seeing some, you know, things that are coming back in to haunt others that, you know, may have been involved in not exactly true, and maybe that's also happening in our lives, but we are able to deal with it with the sextile energy, and in the main part of this sextile will be to, again, just bring us a softened, gentle experience, utilize it well by being with water, Neptune, and also music or free-flowing exercises like Tai Chi and yoga. After 7:55 p.m., when that sextile is complete, the moon will join Pluto retrograde in Capricorn until 10:13 p.m. And as we know from years of having to say this since 2008, this is when you're either obsessive in a negative sense, because moon-Pluto conjunctions, no matter what sign, are going to be intense feelings, and that's an underused word for Scorpio and Pluto, is obsession. It's definitely an appropriate word. But also, if you happen to be doing this in the late night as, you know, trying to work on something with somebody or even on your own that needs to be done, you'll have energy for it. Moon will enter Aquarius at 11:58 p.m. on Monday, and the next aspect is the full moon, which comes in on Tuesday at 2:32 p.m. Now, I did a whole forecast on this lunar event, and I have to say that after I finished recording it, I decided not to use it, because I had mentioned a lot about politics in it, because it's so apparent in this full moon. It's just, we all know, okay? And whatever side of the fence we're on, we know it well. And we're seeing a peek about all the things we're looking at in this polarity here of the moon in the sign Aquarius, which looks at group, looks at independence, looks at unique, inventive, future oriented. And that's what the feeling nature is for us in this moment. But there is also this opposition to the sun, very strong, much stronger than a moon in Aquarius is, because the moon is a watery planet and Aquarius is that icy air sign, right? But it has the objectivity and the emotions, which isn't usually present. So, but the sun in Leo is in its own sign and is very strong, but is completely focused on the personal kingdom. You know, we all have our personal kingdoms, and, you know, we may be happy or not happy with how they look and what's going on, but we try to preserve it. And we try to, well, preserve our own self-expression and personality. And this is the place where that resides. So you can see the dichotomy. And if we're higher up on the hierarchical levels, the sun in Leo, the sign of the king of the jungle, Leo, and the royal energies is pleased if they're higher up. So you can see what's going on. And of course, we've got still got yods, and one of them is that Venus retrograde in Leo also, you know, energy into looking at our values, going down into the underworld and trying to examine all of this and being at odds with the power of the outer world and the consensus mind society and corporations and governments, and also being at odds with the Neptunian energy in Pisces, which is sort of a, you know, kind of a dissolving of personal and also sometimes things that aren't accurately being communicated. So it could be a spiritual sign, of course, and another sign of creativity, but it's inspired creativity when it comes through Neptune. It's not something that the self can claim for itself as being completely something we thought up. So this is the Venus in Leo trying to get clear of some of the old stuff that is making it difficult to reevaluate the self and come up with a more shining light, as it will. It will come back. And next week, we're going to talk about the conjunction of Venus to the Sun in that retrograde phase. But right now, it's still the descent. We're still going down the steps to the place where we need to clear out and clean out and put some fresh air into our circumstances and our surroundings and also our relationships. All right, so that's pretty much, there are a few other things, of course, that this full moon chart is showing, but that's a major feature, and the fixed signs are always having difficulty at this point because of the outer planets, other planets that are in fixed signs. So as we move on from this full moon, and while the full moon's taking place, one of the positive aspects in there is Mars in Virgo trine Jupiter in Taurus, and this comes in at 4:45 p.m. on Tuesday, which is the first day of August, and is also the calendar day and the full moon celebration day for the Lunyasid or the Gulost, that's Welsh, probably not pronounced correctly, and that is the first harvest, the harvest of the grains. And Mars in the sign of the goddess of the grains, Ceres, I think, very associated with the sign of Virgo, is saying today we can get some work done, we can get some good work done, particularly in that way of harvest, Jupiter in Taurus, the expansion of harvesting and food or money or things that you need for the home and nature, things that need to be done. So there is the energy of the full moon and the energy of Mars trine Jupiter in those earth signs. And so that can even be impetus to work on the health with Mars in Virgo as well, and expand the diet issues of being healthy. You know, what are you putting in there? But while this is coming in at 4:44 p.m., the trine, the moon in Aquarius is going on to the square to Jupiter, both sun and moon, in that particular 9 degrees of Aquarius Leo are squaring Jupiter. So here comes the moon square at 9:38 p.m., so be aware of a tendency to go overboard and a challenge between expanding my own, you know, that's Taurus's personal finance, personal possessions, and even self-worth and things like that, but it's not the expanded into the future or change or group energies that the moon in Aquarius is interested in. So that's where the conflict is. And this conflict with Mercury in Virgo going opposite retrograde Saturn in Pisces also until 10:18 p.m. And so, you know, the dissolving structures are not helping the very practical, let's get it organized Mercury in Virgo. You know, it's just people are unreliable and naysaying. And so that's difficult. And the moon is going to square another fixed planet, Uranus and Taurus. And that's at 11:44 a.m. Wednesday that it completes. So once again, when you have the aspect coming in, and it's a long way away, we don't feel it as much till we get to Wednesday morning, let's say, and the exact, especially when it's a square to Uranus, is a time to be more careful. But if we're looking at it in the sense of what will come of what we're talking about today or this afternoon or later this evening, when we get past the square to Jupiter, wherever you are, then you can know, and this is how we do question charts or horary charts. We look at the moon tells the tale. What is the moon going toward? So is this a stable thing we're talking about? Is it a sure thing? Is it going to come through the way we want it to? Well, if the moon is moving toward a square to this planet of change, then we have to realize that that's a no answer. Okay, so again, Tuesday the 1st, not a day to plan ahead into the future because of this square that's coming on Wednesday, 11:44 a.m. And then the moon opposes retrograde Venus in Leo until 5:15 p.m. on Wednesday. We're going to get to some good aspects, I promise, but not these couple of days here. And the energy, again, being very, very high, the feelings being heightened, people are responding and reacting. And with Moon in Aquarius, they're more likely, when they're in that responsive reaction to not liking what's happening, to sort of get cold and remove themselves, all right? So here you've got that kind of opposition going on. Probably Moon in Aquarius thinking that this retrograde Venus in Leo is overly dramatic and overly self-concerned. Okay, that would be my guess. 5:15 p.m. is when it comes in. Now, just a little word about the actual crossed quarter day of the holiday of the last, of the first harvest, I should say, and I will say. And the truth is that we look for the 15th degree of a sign. We want to go to the center for that. And the actual cross quarter this year, 15th, starts in on the 7th. It's kind of different all the time. See, this is the sky calendar. It's not the Gregorian calendar, as I've spoken about many times. So when you really think of a cross quarter, a quarter of the sun cycle, you know, which is equinox at this point, it's well, it's not equinox to midwinter, it is midsummer to autumn equinox. So when you go right to the center, that would be the center of 90 degrees, the quarter. You cross it at 45, so that's 15 degrees into the sign of Leo. So we are looking at that day as when we might have another opportunity to celebrate the harvest. And again, this is a time of concern for our harvests in the world. And why? Well, we are seeing very extreme weather affecting many locations around the globe. Okay, and that is obviously, for some people, you will notice before you are told that this could be something that stops some agricultural or some other kind of productivity that we rely upon. So I think it's very appropriate at the full moon and even through this time until we get to the 15th degree of Leo to be looking at doing some sort of, you know, visioning, whatever you do, praying, however you look at it, to hope for the continuing of the cycles that bring us, at this time, the harvest of the foods that we need. Now, if you're in the southern hemisphere, you're in the opposite moment. Now you're coming into the first buds. You're coming out of a winter, and you're going into that first part of spring. So that's what you're looking at and celebrating, and it's still the same thing, the same degree. And our zodiac being, you know, actually imposed upon the southern hemisphere. There's so much that it's almost mind-boggling, but that's, you know, that's the way calendar is. So still a time to be looking as we look at the first buds coming up to hope that they will be coming into that full blooming time, which is going to also be the pollinating time, which is going to bring in the harvest for them. While we're having midwinter, they'll have their midsummer and then their first harvest after that. So, Wednesday after 5:15 p.m., the Aquarius moon goes void of course. The moon enters Pisces at 11:05 p.m. on Wednesday. Eastern Daylight Time is all the times I'm using here. And it's a little bit depressive for the moon in Pisces at this point. The first thing it usually reaches is retrograde Saturn. And that's until 7:53 a.m. on Thursday. So if you're in a time zone where you're waking up, it could be with reluctance or, you know, having had some sort of a depressing dream or, you know, just not feeling very confident. And moon in Pisces will be opposing Mercury in Virgo until 11:03 a.m. So it's hard to get started. It's hard to do things if you needed to do things, detailed matters, getting in touch with the right people. It's not really the best time, I would say. But we've got a nice sextile from Moon in Pisces to Jupiter in Taurus after that opposition to Mercury at 11:03 a.m. and all the way till 9:20 p.m. on Thursday. So that's the time to let your senses and your, you know, psychic ideas move into some kind of expansion and expanding your visions. That's a good time to do that, and beneficial ways that help, you know, both your personal resources and the generalized issues of environment and so forth. very enjoyable lunch, very enjoyable dinner can be had under those aspects, congenial and even romantic. But after 9:20 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have the moon opposition to Mars in Virgo until 11:15 p.m. So somebody is saying, wake up and get this done. You didn't do this. You didn't wash the dishes. You didn't, you know. So just know that there's a little bit of a discord here between the dreamy and the active and wanting to be logical and practical. After that, though, Moon in Pisces sextile to Uranus in Taurus happens until 11:35 a.m. on Friday. So we go into a good morning on Friday again to, you know, make connections and get information and resources. We're in the third quarter phase now where we may also want to be giving out some of the ideas and things that we have come to understand at the full moon. But then we have Moon in Pisces joining Neptune in Pisces, retrograde Neptune, until 7. So after this, be aware that there's, you know, potential toxic or infection as you get closer, more so, and that it's going to be a great combo if you are only involved in music, film, photography, the arts, the spiritual, getting psychic messages, but not so good for anything out there in the world that requires focus, precision, and logic, and that kind of thing. But we come back to Earth after this when the Moon in Pisces sextiles retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 9:21 p.m., so we feel a little bit more anchored, and then the moon goes into a void, of course, where you may really feel yourself drifting until hopefully you'll still be all right with drifting into dreamland, though the moon will enter Aries at 11:19 p.m. Eastern time. So that'll be evening. I mean, only 8:19 out on the West Coast. And we get the moon trine the sun in Leo until 9:40 p.m. on Saturday. That's a long time for the harmony of the lights. And boy, can we use it. You know, I mean, it's like we've got that desire to act. We've got the desire to express. And they're flowing. They're flowing well. So this is a great day, Saturday, the 5th. For creative projects, meetings with people, having fun with people, having adventures, you know, in the world, and getting, you know, just goodwill is what you'll be feeling. And that continues even after 9:40 p.m. as the moon in Aries moves toward a trine to retrograde Venus in Taurus until 4:35 p.m. on Sunday the 6th. So you've got a nice long flow. You've had a bit on Thursday and then a nice flow on Saturday and into the late afternoon and Eastern time on Sunday. Now, this can bring back someone. Again, Venus retrograde can bring back in the outer or in, you know, the mind, you know, someone, some loved one, doesn't have to be a romantic loved one, but this can be something like that that is reawakened for some reason. And again, 4:35 p.m. is when that completes. But it can also bring a good day, a congenial day, meeting with, you know, friends and having, again, adventures and a good time. The sun in Leo is going square, finally, the Jupiter in Taurus position at 8:03 p.m. So that day you may have to be aware of overdoing spending, overdoing eating, such like that. So just be aware of that and see if you can not do that. And then we are having the moon square to Pluto, So in the Eastern time, that's from, you know, say 4:30-ish, a little after 4:30, for the rest of the evening and into the overnight. And that's major conflict with authorities. And don't break rules, Moon in Aries. I know you know you want to, and you know you want to do it now. But there could be repercussions for actions. And 12:13 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday is when that's over and the moon goes void, of course, until it enters Taurus at 2:25 a.m. Eastern, Monday, August 7th, which is that other day that you can be in celebration. And actually the day will show up as a very good one for that, with aspects from the moon in Taurus, which has to do with food, first harvest. Not bad. So anyway, there you have it. And, you know, some of that full moon forecast for you. And I'll say goodbye for now.